Blog Talk Radio.
Well, there I am. Ah, geez. I seem to have gotten involved in some shit, and it's deep. I think I told everybody about 1984 tells the story of Marxism. If you don't know the story, read the book 1984, see the movie. Maybe the movie V will enlighten you. Our government has declared war against the Constitution and our rights, let alone we the people. So, I don't think that we've got enough going on between our ears to keep some kind of a handle on things. And the problem is, I wonder what's going on now. Somebody raised their hand. Okay. The problem is that most people don't recognize it for what it is. The disinformation, misinformation that is board that has been brought up by Department of Homeland Security is patently dangerous. A lot of people don't realize that, but that's the way it is. Now, DHS, Ministry of Truth, is in 1984 and V, the movies. Okay, there have been many attempts to control free speech, as anybody that's been thrown off of something. Most of these were part of the cancel culture. Now, I'm going to start with some news, real light-duty stuff. Now, I hope you realize I do read some funky left-wing magazines, one of them being the Nation. And some brilliant person in there put an editorial in titled "Prosecuting Putin's Aggression." Really? Well, the Interest of Course of Justice in The Hague has ordered a halt. It is manifestly illegal, according to international law. Individual criminal responsibility, Nuremberg trials, criminal court, ICC. Well, I just got one question, and you seem to think it's interesting to bring all these things up. Well, first of all, who's going to go snatch Putin? Who enforces that? Huh? Who makes arrests? And then you want to take it the extra step further? How do you do that? Ooh. We come into Russia, and they shoot off their nukes. See what I'm saying? And then you got Amazon. Amazon win? Largely BS. And what you have to look at in that, these are articles from The Nation, 5/2-9 this year. And the problem is this. Now the real fight begins. In 92, the company waged a stalling strategy that played out for 16 years until the order finally won certification in 2008. It's a different company, but give you an idea. Now here's the fun. First, American labor union must consolidate and build on the power it has amassed, and they aren't willing to do anything. This starts with it going all out to win a second number two election. You get where that goes? Largely a trash can. Let's see, I got to go through some of these things because the second part of this is nasty. And you're not going to like it, but it needs to be said, and somebody needs to say it, and I got a big mouth, so there you go. Should NATO exist? I think it ought to be stronger and better. Sure, let alone exist. I think it ought to have been for some time dropping things. I mean, you know, you wouldn't believe it. Arnold Guthrie. Ooh. Arnold Guthrie. Music was his weapon. Guthrie's indelible influence as folk singer for that to be just the most visible legacy of his incredible creativity. He couldn't carry a tune. Couldn't play his instruments worth shit. And his point was missed. People overlooked that man for the simple fact that he did not bring together what it takes to get the job done. Ooh, does that sound familiar? That's like politicians kind of waiting in the wings, hoping there'll be somebody to take up the gauntlet. Now, before I get into the serious shit, I'm going to read a couple of articles I think are just funny or whatever. You know, the kind that you haw-haw at. Archetypes. My goodness, Euphoria breaks the teen drama mold. Second season of Euphoria. Oh, ho, ho. They're going to teach you on TV how to treat your kids, huh? Okay. Bring it on. I don't think you have the general sense to get things done as we know them needing to be. And yet, you're going to teach us how to take care of the kid. You're going to teach our kids about sex? Hold on. There we go. Happy Warrior. I was going to read this second, but I'm going to read it first. When I was a young teen in the early 80s, Hey, shocking, the high number of my friends own butterfly knives, Chinese stars, clackers, and nunchucks. The last, a traditional Okinawan martial arts weapon, consists of two wooden bars connected by a short metal chain of rope, originally used by peasants to harvest rice, was probably the most popular. Nunchucks were also incredibly dangerous, but mostly for the kids swinging them around. And though we would fall victim to numerous exceedingly painful self-inflicted injuries and probably concussions, not one of us ever took time to figure out how to properly use these contraptions. We were too busy laughing at the person heaped on the floor in pain. Oh, man, I hit myself in the ooh-wee, it hurts. Uh-huh. You've seen the type. That's kind of ding-ding that... don't know to keep his feet on the pedals and falls off on its crotch on the center of the bike. Ah. From an Associated Press story dated February 7th, 1984, danger seen in throwing stars pad, I learned that ninja stars, an ancient oriental weapon with sharply pointed metal blades, could cost somewhere between $1 and $4.50. A couple of weekends of cutting grass, and a young teen could have a small armory. Woo! All these little boys are carrying them around in their pockets like toys, one mother of 12-year-old boy in Serbian Plano, who asked not to be named, complained. But they're not toys. They're lethal weapons. Daryl Craig, a Houston martial arts master, added, they are very dangerous. I wouldn't let my kids have them, and I'm in the business. Imagine that. Even the guy who is in the business of throwing Chinese stars would not allow his children to handle these weapons. And yet we, suburban kids of all colors, faiths, and ethnicities, and from all socioeconomic states, were prepared to wage war in feudal Japan should the need arise. Oh, we were well-armed and ready to go. My, my. Though it wasn't only weapons from the Orient that made the grade, it was not rare to see switchblades. Ooh, yeah, switchblades, like the ones used the ones the Jets and Sharks pulled on each other in West Side Story. Oh, my God. Boys who had 9 o'clock bedtimes had recently been bar mitzvahs would confidently hold court to explain the number of inches a blade could reach before the cops would consider it illegal, as if they had just done a stint in Attica for racketeering. Yeah. Ninja stars. Switchblades and dangerous clackers were also known as curbangers. Two unbreakable acrylic spheres attached by an even longer string would be squirreled away under baseball caps and Mad magazines. And as far as I remember, parents never knew or seemed to care. They didn't. You stupid enough to carry one in your pocket when you bend over, it's going to hurt. I hope it don't get you where the goodies are. But you're apt to get stabbed into whatever's with it if you ain't careful. How did we get our hands on these weapons in the pre-internet days? Some were handed down from older kids. Whoa, the bad guys on the neighborhood were giving out weapons. Some were bartered for. I trade some of my shooter marbles for that. Some were on games. Many were ordered from the backs of comic books. I have in front of me, this is the guy that's writing this, Harsanyi, I guess that's the way you pronounce your name, I don't know, excuse me if it's wrong, I have in front of me a pile of 1970s comics. The Mighty Thor, Doc Savage, Fantastic Four, The Sandman, The Eternals, and my God, the things they sold in the back of them, you could have a real switchblade comb or an electrostatic generator. Hey, you could purchase the Secret of How to Be Taller in 5 days, or if you were patient, get an Atlas body in 7 days. 7 days! You could buy a fake badge, a fake mustache, Hercules wristband, and X-ray specs, all for under $10. Oh, the evil that kids will do. No more courageous kids would buy their weapon in a dark, ominous, mysterious store we used to call the Rock Shop. In the front end of the establishment, one might find three-quarter sleeve rock t-shirts, Rush, Journey, Ozzy, and spiked heavy metal bracelets, as was the fashion of the day. Oh, there's some people that go goths are still wearing them. Maybe there would be posters of Christie Brinkley or the Grateful Dead. Deeper, out of the parents' sight line were the drug paraphernalia, trinkets, lava lamps, plastic skulls, various toys that were for unknown debauchery or possibly real witchcraft. Ooh. And if you wandered even deeper, you would find a collection of Pacific Rim weaponry. Oh, my goodness. The disinterested cashier would give you anything you wanted, no questions asked. Cool. Remember these days, these were the days when parents could send their prepubescent kids into a stationery shop to buy smokes, and the shopkeeper would ask not for an ID, but rather regular hundreds. These places, incidentally, weren't in the seedy neighborhood near the airport. No. They were ensconced right in the middle of the mall, the center of wholesome 1980s American commerce. Right in the middle of the mall, there's the Kmart, the movie duplex, the Hallmark store, Benetton, JCPenney, Sizzler, and the place that sells sharp metal projectiles shaped like stars to teenage boys. Like many things in these days, it would end when Senator Edward Kennedy showed up. 40 cents and a stamp, that's all it takes for an innocent to buy the latest badge of courage. One of the lethal throwing stars advertised in many comic books and martial arts magazines. read a breathless article in the Christian Science Monitor in 1985 explaining new legislation sponsored by Kennedy that would make it illegal for to male throwing stars, fighting chains, and nunchucks. Yeah. In my search, I could not come up with a single instance in the 70s or 80s of anyone being slain by the weapon in question. Though I did find a delightful story about a gas station attendant repelling an armed robbery using nothing but nunchucks. Ooh, that's neat. Today, throwing stars are illegal in most states, if not outright banned under the laws covering knives. So, it probably seems weird for a nominally mature man, and I'm way past that, to get nostalgic over the prickly weapons of his teen years. And, oh, I had some. Yet the older I get, the more insane and exciting my then-conventional upbringing now seems. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure 12-year-old boys are doing lots of fun stuff these days, but we were armed like 14th-century ninja assassins. Ready to go. Oh, boy. I got another one, and this one's even better. now, I don't know how to pronounce James' last name, but L-I-L-E-K-S, Lilix. The end justifies the memes. Uh-oh, you know what a meme is, huh? Here, this one here is something that you need to really consider because it goes right along with the thought police shit that I put in front of this program. Think about this. If you ask the average SUV owner why they choose their vehicle, they might say this. Now, might. Not will or did. Might. It's kind of a stretch. We got three kids and a dog, and all that space is handy when it comes to hauling around sports equipment and getting groceries. Also, I hate the earth and everything on it and pray for its gradual immolation through climate change, so that's gravy. Would you like some gravy? Just picked up a drum of the stuff from Costco, drove 90 miles to get it. kidding. I've read James' articles before, and they're really good. No, they wouldn't say that. The average owner is blithely unaware that their four-wheeled murder machine is turning the planet into a lump of charcoal. Oh, boy. How do you reach these people and make them realize they should be hauled before the International Court of Climate Justice for choosing an immoral form of transportation? Come on. Oh, boy. Adbuster knows. They're a global network of activists, writers, artists, designers, hackers, tricksters, poets, philosophers, and punks. Fun folk, no doubt, they tweeted. Time to do something about SUVs. They're the second largest contributor to the increase in global CO2 emissions since 2010. More than aviation. Oh, this is a gentle escalation of methods to drive the urgency of this climate crisis home and engender a systematic aversion to SUVs. Gentle escalation. Eh, really? wedge gravel in the tires, leaflet the SUV to let them know the tires are flat and why it was done, and walk away. It's that simple. If we organize, we can hit enough SUVs in a particular neighborhood to spark reporting and spread the meta meme. Ooh. Now, if someone, the article could, if someone did this to me, I'd be tempted to kick them square in the meta memes and watch them escalate gently or not. Then I'd reinflate the tire with my pump. It gets its power from the car, so I'd run the engine for an extra 7 minutes per tire, thereby hastening the demise of the planet. Instead of the biome collapsing at 1047 in 2032, it would cease to sustain life at 10:47:22. Okay, I guess this one's on me, but I really have to get to work. If you don't have a pump, you have to call a tow truck, which at Adbusters might think gets around with sales. Now think about that. I'm sure there are some fine minds and hard at work at developing wind-powered tow trucks, but stymied by the difficulty of backing up during the doldrums. Doldrums is when you don't got no wind. It would be an inspiring sight to see a tow truck with all sails deployed in its majestic glory, the riggings busy with sailors yanking on ropes to make the tight turn into the driveway. But if it were cloudy, they couldn't use the solar panels to power the air compressor. Ah. There's also the discipline problem. With a large crew and tyrannical captain, you risk mutiny. Woo-hoo. You're already late getting the kids to school and yourself to work. Now you have to explain to everyone that the tow truck crew, possibly driven mad by scurvy, put you and the captain adrift in a wheelbarrow and sailed off for parts unknown. Ooh, there they go down the block. Adbusters does not like your car and has no interest in your reasons for having it. They also tweeted, the mission is not to win the individual converts at this point, but to engender a systematic aversion to SUVs. Uh-huh. And striking people repeatedly in the face with brass knuckles will engender a systematic aversion to metallurgy. Ah, your logic is correct, okay. But, we are in a climate emergency. And that gives them the right to vandalize your property? They may believe that the sight of your deflated tires will anger you. Oh, yeah. But the explanatory note will cause the scales to fall from your eyes and clang on the driveway like manhole covers. A metamine has been sparked. You'll run swiftly through a course of emotions, shock, fury, grief, shame, acceptance, ending in hope. You can be a part of the change. Then you wrap the children in whale blubber for insulation, stuff them in fox fur coats, and mush your way through the snow to school. And you get bonus points if you all freeze to death on the way and decrease the surplus population. Reminder, make a note in your will that you don't want a funeral cortege and anyone and everyone should carpool on the way to the cemetery. Also, you prefer to be composted in a hemp shroud. Is there a right-wing prankster version of this? I don't think so. Someone might find a teacher who wants the preschoolers to read a book about trans parakeets and suggesting putting a banana in their tailpipe. It's difficult to imagine the Cato Institute telling its Twitter followers to let the air out of the tires, bureaucrats who write onerous regulatory policies so they can't get to work. Even if it worked once, you suspect the regs would still get written. They probably would. Here's another problem. Adbusters wants you to immobilize SUVs to prevent planetary death. But what of crossover SUVs? They're like SUVs, but the chassis is smaller, lighter. Huh. You'd think they'd get a pass, but they have SUV in the name, so I guess it's like Nazi and neo-Nazi. At the time I wrote this, this is the author talking, the tweets were piling up. Apparently Twitter does not regard this as speech to be throttled in the name of public safety. We're going to get into some of that. It being a gentle escalation and all that. But you probably get banned if you suggest running after the vandal and sticking a metal bar through the spokes of their bike, causing them to escalate, so to speak, over the handlebars. It would be a pity if they needed an ambulance in a town that had switched over to cell power. Think about it. It only gets worse when you do, but think about it anyway. It's something that you need to really consider. The consideration, I'm getting notifications on my computer. And the consideration is very simple. And I'm going to, let's see here. Here's a song that I particularly like because it expresses the want and need of a whole bunch of people to express themselves with gunfire. Listen up.
Thank you.
find a blaze of glory. Grab your gun and just fire all the bullets at once. Yes, indeed. Just get even with everything that's out there. Well, I'll give you the news and a two funny article. I thought they were funny anyway. Whether you did or not don't matter to me. I'm going to put them on my show. So, we have, I have printed a couple of things out, several of them actually. It explains let's see here. Who is this? Nina Jankowicz. I got a print out on her, and I got another one about the backlash to DHS anti-disinformation board shows how U.S. law is falling behind the problem? No, it never has. Some people just don't know how to read or pay attention. There's an article about this problem. And the problem I have with it, a disinformation governance board, has been created and is going to be run by the Department of Homeland Security. Their primary goal is to police what is deemed to be misinformation, disinformation. who decides that? Oh, I forgot. The number one liberal dink on the planet, the woman who likes to sing, she already got a lawsuit for singing to the music she sang that little ditty to. Uh-huh. Now, I'm going to cover about three or four things pretty quick here so that you can grasp the entirety of this thing. This is from The Nation, 5/2/9. comment. Victor Pickard, regulate platforms. Elon Musk may not be sitting on Twitter's board, but he remains its largest shareholder, and that's bad news. Well, that's even worse. He's already bought it. And liberals want to regulate it so that they can plausibly deny things. It's like the dinglebat that wants to be in charge of this disinformation governance board. it's really funny that somebody like that, who discounts the report on Biden's laptop and accepts the dossier and has it absolutely backwards. It's amazing, but there's some people out there who are idiots, period. Oh, I'm sorry. If you don't know what idiots is, an idiot comes from the word idios, which means, in a very rather literal translation, the uninstructed. Musk has implied that Twitter should amend or abandon its content moderation policies and follow his preferred version of free speech. I thought we had a First Amendment that kind of took care of that, and that would tell me that DHS is out of line quite a ways. oh, boy. Musk is describing himself as free speech absolutist. Tesla has worked to stifle this is under Musk's rule. Tesla has just worked to stifle dissent, including trying to silence a black employee for coming forward with allegations of racial discrimination, firing a female engineer as she detailed a culture of pervasive harassment at the company. Ooh, it appears that Musk's allegiance to free speech applies only to powerful people like himself, while those working under him are forced to settle for quiet obedience. Oh, well, that sort of sounds like the liberals want to regulate everything. Change the policies by which Twitter restricts or suspends accounts that cause social harm. Ooh, they do. Could yield more harassment, hate speech, incitement to violence, and dangerous misinformation about voting and vaccines. Yeah, well, the policy changes that some anticipated would result from Musk's appointment elicited gleeful triumphalism within the conservative media sphere, especially regarding prospects of reinstating Donald Trump's Twitter account. They want to do that. Now, I don't want to read this whole friggin' thing, but there's some things that are contained in this that are left-leaning pretty hard. Essential public communications systems like Twitter shouldn't be left to the whims of billionaires. Why not? You guys seem to think that that's all right. Put a lot of the marketplace of ideas be conflated with the capitalist market. Wealthy white men like Musk will continue to have a much louder voice, amplified by their tens of millions of Twitter followers, their obscene wealth, and their unquestioned fealty to the market liberalism. Uh-huh. Every billionaire is a policy failure. So is every unregulated platform monopoly. Ooh. Looks like this person and this magazine wants to take down everybody that has a platform. Here's the section one. Ellie Missel. Objection. Of course she does. Getting away with it. Well, millions of Republicans wait for Trump to return and finish the job of permanently smashing democracy and installing one-party white supremacist rule. Yeah, really? Why didn't you say that while he was president, Ellie? Huh? Fortunately, black women are allowed to run everything. It said unfortunately, and I crossed out the unfortunate. And especially dinks like you, you remind me of Mad Max. Oh. Anyway. Brag. could always change his mind, but at this point, he looks like more like a coward who misled the people in New York City about the willingness to hold powerful people accountable, oh boy, under the rule of law. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, so far, the Department of Justice has busied itself with 800 or so of the people who stormed the Capitol, oh my, including leaders of white supremacist organizations who appear to have been part of the conspiracy. What about the FBI and CIA and NSA agents? Yeah, that's right. They was there. How come they ain't been brought to trial? They participated. To put my faith in Robert Mueller and his no-nonsense by the book approval approach to bringing Trump and his cabal to justice is ridiculous. Garland's defense? And maybe they're in the back room getting secret wiretaps and things like that. But they're trying to have the court look at Trump's finances. It's more likely that Garland is asleep. Bragg is a coward, and aliens fly past Earth with their windows rolled up so we don't infect them with any of our stupid. I'm pretty sure that's the case. The truth hasn't caught up with Trump's lies yet, and I'm starting to doubt it ever will. Okay. All right, try this. Subject to debate. Katha Pollitt. Oh, boy. Cancel culture exists Anybody know somebody's been kicked off? I was kicked off of Facebook. It only exists on the right. Oh, my goodness. Conservatives are always canceling people. Really? And on the left? That's just people holding you accountable for some awful thing you said. Really? So what's the difference in the cancel? I don't see it having the color, this problem where that a whole lot of people got with skin color. White, black, doesn't matter. Okay. Barry Weiss claims she was bullied out of the New York Times, and now she's the queen of Substack. besides, no one is seriously irreparably hurt, really. J.K. Rowling, she's done good. Adam, how about journalist Adam Davidson, New York Times? Can one of you believers in cancel culture please write one piece that gives evidence and doesn't speak to the feeling you have? Maybe some data that perhaps your readers know the size and scale of this problem? How about some people that are actually fired? Numerous writers have published pieces about feeling they have, i.e. a fear of dire consequences for expressing themselves freely. The response to Davidson with specific examples, including me. Oh, Kathy, what have you been thrown off of? The Foundation for Individual Rights in Education has documented hundreds of cases across the political spectrum in academia alone, firings, demotions, lengthy investigations, and so on, which is more than enough to make others wary. Yeah, I don't want to get my goodies caught in a ringer. Student asked his opinion about a classmate's use of the N-word. Video, McNeil uttered the word, oh boy, the use, mention, distinction. Beloved of analytic philosophers, cut no ice with the management. He is now writing an occasional piece on Medium, where he recently described himself as retired. Gillian Help. Number one, I stand with J.K. Rowling on her Twitter bio, too. Yep, he's gone. How about Don Scher, editor of Poetry Magazine? He got in there and included a racial slur, and that was the end of that. Gary Girls. There's a bunch of them, and they go on and on and on. From allegation to punishment is often a matter of days. That's just like the sexual, supposed sexual battery by either male or female at colleges. They're hardly ever consequences for calling someone out. That's true. Cancellation was a convenient opportunity to get rid of a problematic boss or colleague, but proxy for another other problems in the institution. Underpaid young staffers, overprivileged higher ups, high-bound ideas, practices, racism. You can't say. And then think about this. Can't say that, is that no lasting, measurable damage was done to individuals. I wonder how far the policing by the this new disinformation governance board is going to go. I wonder what they mean by that. I wonder how far they're willing to take it. Here's the end result in something you guys haven't considered, and that is the war that this country, our government, is waging against we the people. Have you noticed any inflation lately? Ooh, anybody out there lost a job because of it or whatever? Have you noticed any kind of a problem in terms of screwing you over? Well, let me tell you, the value of human flesh, that's all of us, human flesh, not black, white, orange, or whatever, but human flesh is zero or less. For Asian, Indian, China women are valued less than property. Now think about that very carefully. That's sex, death, and empire, the roots of violence against Asian women. Well, it covers it, and covers it real well. It's been going on since slavery started. And no, it didn't start in 1619, contrary to popular belief. It started in about 3500 B.C. Uh-huh. Okay. So anyway, the ideology is that when somebody sees an Asian woman, they think they're an Asian plaything, and they give them even less value than they would somebody else. Another Oriental artifact, beautiful and inanimate for the collection. Well, it goes on and on. I mean, they got 3-4 pages of this. And the thing about it is that this has been going on with any, and I want you to be aware of this, any indigenous race. Don't matter who it was. One, not a fantasy, the Asian woman's. Woman is a punchline. it gets nasty. This article does, but it tells the truth. I've seen it, and I'm going to get to that and where you fit on the scale of valuation, repeatedly denying the role of race while pointing the finger at a mental illness leaves the state of culpability. They're not responsible. These texts are strange coincidences. They're actually crazy people. So let's just lock them up and keep them on and keep on. Ooh. Well, they're not going to hold the governments responsible, no matter who you might think you are. There's a thing called a pass, and people have given a pass to these sorts of actions by people that can't act any better. Now we got another one. The color of water. Mm-mm-mm. Every time a resident goes to the faucet for a drink, the contaminated water that emerges is a living reminder of a history of racism. And that's a fact. If you're poor, you're screwed. Bear that in mind. These people are living it. This girl the story is about rarely listens to music or read books while waiting for the subway train to arrive. Instead, I stand hyper-vigilant in the middle of the platform, equidistant from both edges, wishing the space was wider. There's some limitations on things that people don't get. One of the limitations on things is how you can not be subject. And the thing about it is that what with the war against we the people, and most of the inflation is Biden's fault, you can, if you do it correctly, get your stuff together in such a manner that it cannot be taken apart. Think about that very carefully. Now, I've not been too nasty about a lot of things for a long time, but the primary goal, Disinformation Governance Board, has just been created and is going to be run by the Department of Homeland Security. Their primary goal is going to be to police what is deemed to be misinformation and disinformation, okay? Creation of this new disinformation government board is going to have full strength of the DHS behind it. Now, if you haven't seen it in 1984, go get you a copy and watch it. Now, police, what is deemed to be misinformation or disinformation? Okay, by definition, police, one, govern. They're going to be in charge of you. To control, regulate, or keep in order by use of police. That's number two. Number three, to make clean and put in order. Oh, they're going to clean up the problems and put everything in order, huh? To supervise the operation, execution, or administration to prevent or detect and prosecute, now there's your violations of rules and regulations. 4B, to exercise such supervision over the policies and activities. Ooh. 5, to perform the functions of a police force or in or over. Now, in 1984, they got quite a bit of horse manure that fits so well with Jankowicz, it's pathetic. It is fully Marxist, okay? Backlash to anti-information board shows how U.S. law is falling behind the problem. No, it didn't. Ever hear of the First Amendment, you dummies? Patrick Tucker is the guy that wrote this. You ought to be able to use the internet as well as me, and I printed this out, so it's there. On Wednesday, Department of Homeland Security leaders announced the formation of a disinformation governance board to counter harmful false information aimed specifically at migrants, but it can be anybody else. Such disinformation has helped to fuel sudden surges at the U.S. southern border in recent years. They're coming aboard because they want to be able to hide out somewhere in a big crowd here in the States. Some are quick to complain. Rather than protecting our border or the American homeland, you have chosen to make policing American speech your priority. This new board is almost certainly unconstitutional. It should be dissolved immediately. That's Senator Josh Hawley. There's nothing just in any of the documents from DHS or other officials to suggest the new board will suppress constitutionally protected speech. Really? How about all those lies Fauci tells you? Uh-huh. How about all of that shit? Fauci ought to be arrested for mass murder. Laws prohibit the government from engaging in anything that might be called influence operations aimed at the American people. Oh, really? And why are they putting out the lies that they have? Such activities are governed by the 1948 Schmidt-Mond Act, essentially allows State Department to engage in influence operations aimed at foreign audiences, but the Act and a later modernization of the Act expressly prohibited state from attempting anything similar aimed at domestic populations. Oh, really? Sounds to me like we might have a problem with this. They got a global engagement center to combat information and operations abroad. We need to strengthen laws to impose disclosure requirements for government messages to prevent the use of covert domestic propaganda to mold U.S. public opinion. Ooh. Regulation of the Department of Concern appointed Michael Pack, the head of U.S. Agency for Global Media at the State Department. Think about that. Provoked a similar response from Trump critics. We need to strengthen laws to impose disclosure requirements for government messaging to prevent the use of covert domestic propaganda to mold U.S. public opinion. Oh, my goodness. My sense is that the Hill, meaning Capitol Hill, is running away from this because it's a slippery slope. This is Lumpkin saying this. We haven't seen anything that comes close to what these people are trying to do to us in forever. The South was at least honest enough to secede. These people ain't even got that much guts. The board will also work to stop the spread of misinformation in minority communities. That means regular everyday people like us. Now, here's the thing. I have warned about some of this stuff over a period of years. I'm going to tell you right now, we're if we don't take this out, I mean, everybody and their mother-in-law needs to call their congressmen or senators and say, hey, give that dink a finger and tell him if he's got two of them, he might want to sit on and rotate. The boy is out of control. Now I'm going to let you know right now, I've been sort of confining the actions of some people, and the reason I have is because they're all kind of nasty, and they will eventually involve everybody. And the thing about it is very simple. I don't have the control anymore. If this keeps going, and you got a week, maybe not, to get it all put together. I got somebody with a raised hand. I don't know what they're doing, raising their hand, but I can look at them and see. And the trouble is, I can't tell what it is. It's a 779 number. I can say that, and that's kind of original. The things that are coming, and I have warned about this. I've warned you about it as of last week and the week before. There's a civil war brewing, and it's about to land both feet right in the middle of what we're living in, better known as the United States. Those people who don't want to fight for this country should start going to Mexico, literally leave. The people that want to at least be able to protest and be their own person and all that sort of thing, and are willing to fight, well, you're welcome. If you ain't any of those things, you haven't prepped, and you don't have a firearm, how are you going to protect yourself, let alone take care of people that you care about? You ain't. So, what do? Well, in football, they punt. So you need to understand that there is things that you got to do. They're selling two million guns a year. That's new sales to new owners. If you haven't owned a gun in a long time, you might think about getting a 12 gauge. You'd be amazed what a deer slug weighs a full ounce at 1,300 per second will do to somebody's attitude. I mean, I do mean other than splattering it all over the porch. You do need dried food, beans, rice, whatever, and you do need to get some canned meat to flavor it with and some kind of sauce you like. If you're dumb enough to think that other people are going to continually take care of you, guess what? There's a lot of people out there who are going to be hungry. And believe me, hungry people are dangerous, like I've told you. And if you don't take precautions, you're going to be in trouble. If you don't prep, you're going to be in deeper trouble. Okay, here we go. We're going to try something. I'm going to turn the mic on.
Oh, get my things out of there.
You're on the show live. Don't be talking too funny. Is this 779, 770?
Toothpaste.
Huh? Who is this? Who am I talking to?
He likes to know.
Well, I can turn your mic right back off and close the show, which is what I was going to do in a minute anyway. You want to talk to me? Talk to me. Do you want to address the people?
Hi.
I can address the people.
Hi, Drake.
Yeah, hello.
This is
I don't
Devin.
Recognize them. Huh?
This is Devin Dotson.
Oh, okay. I'm writing it down. All right. So what I'm looking to do is enlighten everybody, and I told them to get their stuff together, prep, get a gun if they don't have one, and things like that, because the Civil War's coming here, and if they don't rectify this truth ministry crap, I think we're going to just be there's going to be a whole bunch of people jumping right in. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is there any particular question or something that you had to say?
No.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, I intend to go for it. I'm going to put a public announcement out sometime next week. If they don't change this stuff around where we don't have to worry about it, Department of Homeland Security police force showing up at our door, then all bets are off. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
So anyway, my show is completed. I'm going to turn your mic off.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
You too. What the hell?
Come on.
Horse.
Come on.
Anyway. I can't get this thing to shut off. So, anyway, everybody out there, you get my intel and stuff that I've given you about this police force out to everybody and their mother-in-law. Because it's for real. He announced in front of Congress, he needs to, and it was on TV all over the place, this needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed in a nasty fashion. So go out there and get her done.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.